Hello, welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Mike and Kim Burge, and we have some good things for you today, I do believe.
A brand new year, 2024, starting today.
That's right. Can you believe it? 2024.
Oh, 2023 just kind of went blazing past us, it seems like. A Happy New Year wish from Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Happy New Year from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his staff, and family, all wishing you a Happy New Year and the best in 2024 from Advanced Aluminum Structures. Also from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had one source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for customers and community, and the holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. So, have a prosperous new year in 2024 from Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
Okay, Mike, I just want to thank everyone for all their educational emails over the past year. I'm totally messed up now and have little chance of recovery. I no longer open a public bathroom door without using a paper towel, or have them put lemon slices in my ice water without worrying about the bacteria on the lemon peel. I can't use a remote in a hotel room because I don't know what the last person was doing while flipping through the channels. I have trouble shaking hands with someone who has been driving because the number one pastime while driving alone is picking your nose.
Oh, no.
Although cell phone usage may be taking the number one spot. I no longer have any savings because I gave it to a sick girl, Penny Brown, who is about to die in the hospital for the 1,387,258th time. I no longer have any money at all, but that will change once I've received the $15,000 that Bill Gates and Microsoft and AOL are sending me for participating in their special email program.
Ooh, there you go.
Exactly. I no longer worry about my soul because I have 363,214 angels looking out for me, and St. Teresa's novena has granted me every wish. I can't do any gardening because I'm afraid I'll get bitten by a brown recluse and my hand will fall off. And by the way, a German scientist from Argentina, after a lengthy study, has discovered that people with insufficient brain activity read their email with their hand on their mouse. Don't bother taking it off now. It's too late. And I now keep my toothbrush in the living room because water splatters over 6 foot out of the commode. Aren't those funny?
Got to be careful.
That's right. All through email. It's interesting the impact email has had on us.
I'm going to share a couple more of these grandparents' little stories here. My grandson was visiting one day when he asked, "Grandma, do you know how you and God are alike?" Well, I mentally polished my halo and said, "No, how are we alike?" "You're both old," he replied. Not quite with the response that she was looking for.
Yeah, no mercy there.
A little girl was diligently pounding away on her grandfather's word processor. She told him she was writing a story. "What's it about?" he asked. "I don't know," she replied. "I can't read."
Oh, that's cute. Bless her heart.
I didn't know if my granddaughter had learned her colors yet, so I decided to test her. I would point out something and ask, "What color is that?" She would tell me, and was always correct. It was fun for me, so I continued. At last, she headed for the door, saying, "Grandma, I think it's time you start to try to figure some of these things out for yourself."
Okay. Hey, I've got a few little funnies, too, as that seems to be our theme today in this first day of 2024. I think maybe being your sister is enough of a gift. You are welcome.
Oh,
what a comment. What a comment. And, son, what an amazing person you've turned out to be. We really are great parents. You must be so proud.
Starting off a brand new year in 2024, we want to wish you and your family a very happy new year. And if you have items to share for the good stuff coming up in 2024, well, just send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. If you know the author of those things, be sure to include that so that we can give credit where credit is due on that. We always like to make sure people get credit for the items that they have written in there. But again, that's kimhburge@gmail.com. Happy New Year from Mike and Kim right here at The Good Stuff.